Good morning. We're learning Hilchos Chanukah. And I want to talk about the status of the ner after you have lit it. So a person lights the ner, halacha says it has to continue till Tzeis HaKochavim and another half hour afterwards. If a person lights after Tzeis, so then it has to last a share of a half an hour. We didn't mention there's an opinion which is more machmer, that it continues till the Zman HaTikla Regel Min HaShuk nowadays, which could be potentially, depending where your home is situated, a few hours or even longer. The halacha is that a person cannot benefit from the light of the ner, as we mentioned, while the ner is dolkim during the zman of the chiyuv. After the zman of the chiyuv, a person is allowed to benefit. The Mishnah Berurah says, however, that's only if a person, according to the reading of the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, there's an assumption a person made a tanai when he put it in. He's not being maxed all of it in the mitzvah, just the amount which is needed for the purpose of using for the mitzvah. And therefore, what's continuing to light afterwards is not tzarech mitzvah, and you're allowed to be in the henna from the or. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings an opinion which says that a person should make a tanai that he's not only putting the maxah, the oil used for the tzarech mitzvah, for the mitzvah purpose, and any oil which would be left over after the zman, he's allowed to benefit and use other purposes. He could put the neiros out, he could use the oil for other purposes, etc. There's another halacha that we do not light one neir from the next, and again that would only be during the during the primary mitzvah period. And again, the person should make a tanai if he's planning to do that. So let's say, for example, a person is lighting Motzei Shabbos, and we gave scenarios where he would be traveling back, but he's going to light in the place where he is stayed for Shabbos. So he wants to light the menorah, and after half an hour, put the menorah out, and then empty out the oil, and then take the menorah back with him on his travels. So he should speak out this tanai, or at least think it, but before he lights, that he's only being maxa the oil, the mitzvah, so the oil which is for the zman, the shear of the mitzvah for the half an hour. At the end of Chanukah, person has oil which is left over. So what is the status of the oil which is left over? So the oil which is left over in the container is not a problem at all. The person never was maxa that actually into the menorah for mitzvah purposes. It's not considered asur b'hanoah, and a person can benefit and use that, and that's not a problem. The person put the oil into the menorah. So if you say that the person, there's a automatic assumption that he's only being maxa the amount needed for the mitzvah, so the oil which is left over at the end of Chanukah would be mutter to use, unless you had a scenario where the menorah went out in the middle of the zman of the mitzvah. So even though it was cuffs, when it goes out, you do not need to relight it, but that oil was designated for mitzvah purposes, and you cannot use it for anything else. You cannot benefit from it. The same way you cannot benefit from the light of the menorah, you cannot benefit from the oil, which is set aside for that purpose. So if one night the oil went out after 20 minutes, it went out before the half an hour after Tzeis HaKochavim, so that oil you can only use for the mitzvah of Chanukah. So if it happens on the second night, you can use that oil again for the third night. If it happened on the last night, you would have to save it for Chanukah in a year, next year's Chanukah. We do not allow you to do that. We're afraid the person having oil around will forget that it's usur and end up using it for other purposes, which is not allowed, and therefore he has to burn it. The halacha is he has to burn it because it's hukkah mitzvah. It is batal b'shishim. And the Shulchan Aruch says if it got mixed with the other oil, you're not allowed to go mivatla, add more, and it wasn't enough to mivatla. You cannot add more to mivatla. It has a din of iser. You may not be mivatla lechatchila. If it became batal, it became batal. The wicks which are left over also are also to use. You cannot even use them for neighbors for Shabbos, and the oil cannot be used for neighbors for Shabbos as well. So the wicks also should be burnt instead of saving them for something else. The wicks should be burnt. I think at this point in time we've covered the halachas of Hanukkah that we would like to touch upon, and we're going to Hashem go back to the halachas of Chayonim, but I would like to spend one day tomorrow talking about the halachas of Mesein Talamot de Brocha, which we started approximately a week ago, and just go through some of those halachas. A person makes a mistake with Mesein Talamot and clarifying those points, and then we will go back to Es Hashem, the halachas of Tefillin, complete the halachas of Tefillin, and move on to the halachas of Mezuzah. Have a good day.